Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and today we are talking about surrender and trust. Now, this is a conversation that I've been having with a lot of friends lately around this idea of trust and surrender. And to be just totally frank, this is not my strong suit. This is something that I really struggle with. In yoga, we talk about it as this idea of aparigraha, which means non-attachment. And it's this idea that we should not be like clinging so tightly to various different things. For me, though, this is coming up, especially in like what I envision for my life or the timelines that I expect things to be happening. And I'm especially, and even like right now, it's been a lot of needing to learn to loosen that grip, to trust in the timing of my own life. And so today's meditation, this meditation for surrender, it's for you as much as it is for me. And even one of my own teachers, Jamie Marion, she says, the more I learn about yoga, the more I learn that I don't know about yoga. And I just think of her often when I find myself in these positions of still learning the lessons of yoga, and a gentle reminder that we'll always be learning these lessons and applying these lessons of yoga to our lives. And this is on the mat, this is off the mat. And so this is just something that's coming up for me a lot, and it's making this practice today super personal. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you all. And if that's something that resonates, if this is a season that you're in as well, please know that you're not alone. And there's so many different areas of life that we might need to think about just releasing that attachment, releasing that grip, that grasping, even just a little bit, and allow kind of the fluidity of life to come into play. So that's all that I have for you today. If you are not already subscribed to my podcast, please take a moment to do so. It does help more people find these practices, and it is really a goal of mine this year to see this podcast, see this community grow. So thank you so much for joining me, and let's go ahead and get to today's meditation for surrender. Begin by finding a comfortable and quiet space where you won't be disturbed. You can sit or lie down in a relaxed position, gently closing your eyes or softening your gaze on an unmoving point. Take a deep breath in through your nose, feeling the air fill your lungs, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Let go of any tension on that exhale. continue a few more of those deep breaths, allowing each exhale to release a little more tension, and the breath to help ground you to the present moment. In this practice, we will be asking for help. And in this way, we help cultivate our sense of surrender and releasing our grip of attachment. This will allow us to experience our naturally occurring state of bliss. And so I invite you to open your palms up, whether they're resting on your knees or lying beside you. And this is to help feel that sense of openness to receive support. Now take a few deepened breaths into the belly. With each breath in, feel yourself taking in energy and prana. And on the exhale, feel the physical body soften. Do this on your own, taking the breath at a rhythm that feels comfortable for you. So the inhale, you feel yourself taking in the energy. And on the exhale, you feel the body soften. Begin to visualize a beautiful, serene river gently flowing. See yourself standing on the bank of the river, your feet in the cold grass beside it, or maybe with your toes dipped into the cool water, feeling ready to release any need for control. And begin to repeat to yourself, please help me open my heart. Please help me open my heart. Please help me open my heart. Please help me see love. Please help me see love. Please help me see love. Thank you. releasing your mantras. Focus on your breath once again. Inhale deeply, filling your lungs with peace, acceptance, openness, and love. And as you exhale, release any resistance or need to control. You may even picture that gently flowing river, taking away your fears or worries or resistance, and helping you surrender to the natural rhythm of your breath, and trusting in the process of your life. Surrender is an act of trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in the universe. And trust in the timing of your life. Begin to visualize yourself walking away from that river to an open field filled with balloons and a vast and open sky. See yourself taking all of your worries, doubts, and fears and writing them on each of the balloons. Give yourself this moment to write on as many balloons as you need to give those fears a name. Gather up all of those balloons and release them into the sky, feeling a sense of lightness and trust taking over you. Savor this sense of surrender and peace within you for a few more moments. Bring your awareness back to the present by feeling your physical body back in our physical space. Bring your right hand to your heart and your left hand on top. And gently bow your head, taking a moment to honor yourself. And then take your time transitioning out of your practice, gently opening your eyes and reaching for your journal. Your journal prompt for today is, where do you need to surrender and trust? Where do you need to surrender and trust? Thank you all so much for joining me for this practice today. if you found connection from your practice today, if you found this helpful and useful, take a moment and share it with a friend that you think would benefit from it. I am so grateful to share this practice with you. This one really means a lot to me. They all do, but something about this one really resonates with me during this current season. I will see you back here for your next Soul Connection practice.